When this interview is released on their Audio Boom profile, you will be one day away from the 2024 Cup Final between Drogheda United and Derry City. My name is V. Kern, and I'm pleased to be joined by an FAI Cup winner as both a player manager. I'm here with Felix Healy. Felix, thank you very much. You have been part of a team as a manager that had lost out in the league weeks before a Cup Final. How do you lift players after that disappointment when they're feeling that flat?
Well, one of the best things that we did after Athlone, we had a free Saturday and I decided that we would play a match. I think we won the match 7 or 8-0. But to get it out of the system, we played that match in Brandywell, got everybody back. The guys come up, it was a full-strength team, and the sort of mood around that time changed completely from what was Athlone. If we hadn't had a game, I mean, when I say out of the system, it was out of the system then, but I'm sure that a lot of people who were there at Athlone, it still hurts to this day.
The recent form for Derry City in the league, it's been very up and down, especially if you take out the cup run. Whenever you look at the overall form, does the league form come into account when it comes to the cup competition, do you think?
The form that the team has been in for months hasn't been great. There's been one or two, you beat Shelburne in the cup, you beat Pats in the cup, and they were decent performances, but by and large, it's been really poor. And I'm not sure what you're going to get from the team. I don't think the manager and the background staff know at times what they're going to get from the team. And I think they're like everybody else. They've been really disappointed. You know, I think Rory's talked himself about the lack of character and the lack of personality that's in the team. And you have to have leaders. You have to have people that carry other people along, particularly as you get closer to the finishing line, because the pressure's on. You can have all the ability in the world, but if you don't have the desire and the hunger and you want to do whatever it takes to win matches, then that's a different kettle of fish. Going back to the form of everything else this year, I go back to Gibraltar. Getting beaten Gibraltar was, it's hard to put it into words. Anybody can lose a match. You know, we battered Cove, and in some respects, we did batter Athlone. And on any given day, you can lose a match 1-0. Keeper wins man of the match. You hit the crossbar, hit the post, you know, cleared off a line, all that kind of stuff. But to lose in Gibraltar 2-0 without dominating the match, and a very poor performance, and it's been on a slippery slope since then. You know, I saw Gibraltar playing the Brandywell and I couldn't believe, you know, the four or five guys in their team couldn't even pass the ball. There may be one or two with any kind of technique. And Derry should have still won the match with 10 men. I think that was a shock to Rory as well and everybody else. Because they thought the preparation was fantastic. And they couldn't have done enough in the way that everything worked. And then they go out and not perform in that manner. I think it was a shock to everybody. There's been a general sort of within the background of everybody else is you're not too sure what kind of a performance you're going to get. And that's not a good thing to have when you're in the running to win a league, to win the double. And as it turned out, it's the refined one. Now, it's been very low-key, the build-up this week, for obvious reasons. But I think once you get down to Dublin, there'll be a massive crowd. I mean, one of the best atmospheres I've ever seen at a League of Ireland match was the final 2 years ago. It was fantastic. The whole South Dublin, Derry around the streets, it was fantastic. It was like being in a Premier League match. And the atmosphere and the occasion was sensational. Can you replicate that on the pitch? You don't know, because that's the thing about cup finals. You're never too sure of how it's going to go. It's like I played in a number of finals. Poxy goals, referees decisions, all that kind of thing. And you just don't know. But you hope that your big players play. That's what you hope. You hope that your really big players play. It's not the best preparation that you would want for any cup final. But cup finals are such as you just don't know. And that's the worrying thing at times. When you go in, particularly as a manager, and you're looking at the body language of the players, you're sensing the mood in the dressing room, and everything else. I mean, for example, when we played Shelburne back in '95, when I was manager, the mood in the dressing room, you wouldn't have known about Athlone. Whereas the mood in the dressing room following the death of Tony O'Dowd's brother was palpable. And it was, you know, as many of the lads have said, we went down to Dublin for a funeral. There's so many things about this game, given the way the season's gone, There's obviously players who are going to be playing Sunday. It's going to be their last match for Derry. They've already signed somewhere else. Is the desire there? Is the hunger there? Because I experienced this the year after we won the league in 97, where there was quite a few players you knew in the last couple of months of the season they were going to be playing somewhere else next year. And that's difficult. That's difficult. So there's so many things to take on board. I just hope that, when the guys go down to the Aviva, get into the stadium, the buzz that will be around then and going out into that stadium with, you know, it's a sellout crowd, there's going to be a massive support there for the club and the players. And you hope that they turn up.
What strengths do you think that they might have going into this game on Sunday?
If you get Mickey Duffy and McElhinney to fire, that can be the difference on the day. Because Drogheda will work hard. And you would say to yourself, well, given that the big pitch, well, the last 20, 25 minutes, they'll be on their knees. But then the adrenaline kicks in, particularly if they're still in the match. If they're not in the match, they'll die a death, a bit like Shelburne were 2 years ago. They weren't in the match in the last half an hour. They may as well have gone home. They just blow it up. Referee, we want to go home. You need a wee bit of luck, and you just hope that a number of the guys don't bottle it.
Drogheda United have been using the shield of we are a part-time team, the only one in the league. What have you thought of the job that Kevin Doherty has done and the style of football that he's played with Drogheda?
Anybody that takes the job with Drogheda, you know what you're going to get. You're eventually going to get sacked because you don't have the money. You can't compete. And you know that going in, but you're praying against like everything else. And for Drogheda to get where they are, that's where the cup, the best teams don't always win the cup because you can get a run of draws. They get Wexford. No disrespect to James Kelly at Wexford, but they got Wexford in the semi-final, and it's great through. For Drogheda to be where they are, it's great for them. It's great for the club. In some respects, Kevin, if he had to pick a choice between which game he was going to win, he'd definitely pick the playoff game. But having said that, he'd go down and they've nothing to lose. They're seen as underdogs. But Kevin's done remarkably well. You could argue, you could debate all you want about the way they play and everything else. He's trying to get results. Ultimately, you know, the players you have determine how you play. He seems a decent enough lad, very passionate on the touchline, as you see, and he's a lovely fella, as you know.
Yeah, and we've had him behind him after he's been sent off for the broadcast, right?
Yes. You know, and all of a sudden he's ranting and raving up beside me and you, and he says, "Felix, how you doing?" You know, but that's Kevin. He will be in a similar situation. He'll be worried about his players. Will they turn up? Kevin Doherty will have a plan. I would say it'd be the usual. Free kicks, set pieces, defend in numbers. I think they'll defend better than what Chelles did 2 years ago.
You mentioned the tag underdog. Does the tags of underdog and favourite actually mean anything in a cup final? Because you've been in either side of that.
Well, you see, in normal circumstances, there are many, many games you win before you go out of the dressing room. It's a difference in the mentality. For example, if you're sitting in the Brandywell and you're going out to play a match, and let's say you're going out to play a first division team, there's a mentality in the dressing room. If, for example, you go away to Shamrock Rovers and Tala and you sit in the dressing room, there's a different mentality in that dressing room. Mm-hmm. So it's important that you get the mentality right before it goes out. And that's the job, really, that everybody involved, Rory and the backroom staff, that's the job that they have got to try and sort out. Now, the worrying thing for them is they've done that before on a number of occasions this year, and then the team hasn't performed. That's the worrying thing. But, as you say, in terms of cup finals and the tension and everything else that's involved in that, I go back to what I say, is you just hope it doesn't happen to your best players. And that's all about the guys that can really play, will they turn up? Fats has played a number of cup finals. Mickey Duffy's played a couple of cup finals. They're going to have to rely on Mickey and the like of Fats this week, because I think everybody else, there are other issues going on with so many in regards to confidence, in terms of where they're going next year and all that kind of stuff. So I just hope that on the day they get down into the Aviva, they go to the stadium, the crowds and everything else, and they get carried along with that and just focus on the match in hand.
Drogheda and even Derry City to an extent will have players who have never played in a major cup final before. What advice would you give some of the younger players or those players who have never played it going into Sunday's game?
Don't be too serious with them, and talk to the senior players and get the senior players to talk to the junior players. There's a time to switch on, but you've also got to be careful that you're not switched on too early for too long, particularly with the younger players. I often said this to Jim McLaughlin when we lost against Dundalk, and it was a crazy decision by the referee who should be embarrassed. I often believe that we lost the match on the way to the ground. We arrived through this sea of red and white, and you could see some of the younger people on the bus crumbling. You could see it in front of me, crumbling. That's what a final can do to you. Back then I was a player, and then you learn as a manager to make sure that certain individuals, that you try and protect them in a certain way, and then you ask the senior players to help with the inexperienced ones to deal with them. And the mentality, make sure you don't turn up knackered, which happens to a lot of players in cup finals. But there are times there's got to be lighthearted as well. That's the thing you learn, and you can sense in the dressing room. There's times I walked into the dressing room and never said a thing. I didn't need to. I always go back to when I was at Corain. You always knew when we were playing Linfield, because a lot of players used to dress up in a shirt and tie. And you didn't need to, whereas it was against the bucket teams, which cost us a couple of leagues at Corain. That's where we fell down. That's where the day we should have had the shirt and tie on. So that goes back to the mentality. You've got to want to win it. You've got to win it badly. You've got to be up for it. All the things that you would talk about and you have to take into consideration as a manager and everything else. And it's a fine line, but you just hope. And I think that the guys are beginning to this match at the weekend. They're just not sure of their team. But they've got more than enough in the tank to beat Drogheda. They need to show it.
When I circle back to 1989, because you did mention it, you were going 90 mile per hour, let's be honest, as a team, as you were chasing towards that league. When you got to the cup final and you had to go the two games, they won it. Were you knackered yourselves, even you personally?
I was shattered. I mean, I probably, when I scored the goal in the replay, Jim could have taken me off. But I had awful problems with injuries. I mean, I couldn't even train. Those times McLaughlin used to say to me, if I see you training on Tuesday, I'll kill you. I had a problem with the groins, and it would have been fixed nowadays, a simple operation. But back then, you were going limping from one week to the next. And what happened to me was in the first 20 minutes of the first game, I was carrying my leg for the rest of the match. And I spent the whole week worrying about, was I going to play? Before the match started, I was wrecked. Absolutely shattered. Hadn't slept most of the week. And then you get an adrenaline rush. You score the goal and it gets your adrenaline. But 5 minutes after that, get me off, you know. And then Jim eventually pulled the plug with me about 20 minutes, because the one thing that he wanted from me was to be out there and make sure we kept the shape on the pitch. And the week before, Paul Doolittle and I had been Cork had overloaded. I felt John Cody stayed too wide too often. And that's where Jim played Stuart Gould, Stuart tucked in. And we were better prepared in terms of what Cork were trying to do to us. There'll always be somebody who's got a bit of an injury. The manager's going to take a chance with them. And you're worried about individually, how's everybody going to react? You have got to be on it as a manager and see who's struggling a bit and who isn't. And who you can rely on. That's the one. I was talking to somebody the other day about when you go to sign somebody, you have to realise that you need Indians and you need chiefs. And you've got to sign chiefs. And you've got to know their chiefs when you sign them, because they won't let you down.
What you're describing there, is that what Jim did when he went down in 1988-89 and signed Dooler, Larkin and the two other dubs at that time?
Well, I was there the day that he signed them. I mean, he was lucky in that Shamrock Rovers folded. It cost buttons to sign them. It was buttons. He knew what he was getting. He knew McNeville wasn't going to let him down. He knew Dooler was a dog for the old road. You know, Dooler's an Alsatian. He'd lick your face 1 minute and bite the head off you. Noel Larkin had won 5 or 6. Kevin Brady wouldn't last 2 minutes in today's game. They were characters who stood up when you had to be stood up. But we had other guys that you have to have. It's a bit like any football team. You have to have players, you have to have runners. The only thing is, if the runners think they're players, you're in trouble. But you should know that before you sign them.
I don't know exactly what you're getting at there. Anyway, as someone who has been at a cup final as a player and a manager, what has been the more difficult?
Manager. Because there's so many things that you have to deal with. There's so many things you have to do. As you mean, for example, in 89, for example. I mean, I was almost 34. You're a different kind of player. You're riddled with so many injuries when the care for injuries back in those days isn't what it is now. Mm. So it was a bit of a nightmare. But when you're the manager, there's so many things. You're trying to think about everybody. Mm. You're trying to think of when's the best time to throw a joke in. You're trying to think of when's the best time to be serious. When's the best time to actually talk to somebody privately? When's the best time to talk to everybody as a group? It's funny, I saw a photograph on Facebook the other day. Do you know who was brilliant in the dressing room for me? Okay. John Peel.
Right enough, because one of the key photographs is of him at full time standing next to you. You've got the arms up in the air and he's there underneath with the arms up as well.
Peel used to be in the dressing room. And I used to let him stay in. I maybe talk for 10 minutes before the match. Peel used to be standing beside me when I was doing the talks. And if I had to lighten the load or whatever, I'd have a bit of crack with John. And John was so popular with all the guys in the dressing room, and they all bantered back and forward. And he changed the whole mood in the dressing room. And you have to learn to do that with people as well. There's so many things that you have to into consideration. You know that one or two people are carrying something in terms of injury. You know one or two people, they've got issues. No matter where it be domestic, this, that and the other. There are a million things that the ordinary punter never ever knows about or never sees that you are aware of, and you have to deal with it. And then a referee can make a bad decision within 2 minutes. Going back to Athlone, we kicked off, was knocked out to Kay Maloney, he slipped, knocked it back to Paul McLaughlin, he slipped. The guy smacked the ball, it hit Stuart Gold in the back of the shoulder and it flew in the opposite direction, the top corner of the net, after 14 seconds. That's how it can all change. And then you have to deal with that. And you have to deal with it immediately. Unlike a lot of people now who can only deal with it afterwards or at half time, you should be able to deal with it immediately.
Big question to finish off. How do you think it's going to finish on Sunday? Derry City left in the cup or Drogheda?
I think we'll win. I would love to be able to know what the team was. but I think we'll win. I hope young McMullen on the right, his confidence hasn't been good. He's missed a couple of chances in the last couple of weeks, and you see his confidence has deteriorated, and you see his running has, because of that confidence, and going back to what we're talking about, the anxiety and everything else takes over, and he doesn't appear to have the same legs. I hope he plays well, because Drogheda will overload with Mickey Duffy. You've seen that a couple of times. Shelburne did that. There's a guy who played beside Mark Coyle who played like a double right back against Mickey Duffy. So when that happens, you've got to, let's go down the other side where there's more room. And hopefully young McMullen plays a bit better. Given the size of the pitch, I just hope Patrick McElhinney plays, and go back to what I said earlier. If the two boys play, Fats is always going to be carrying something. That's just the nature of the beast. And Mickey at times hasn't been fully fit either, from what I gather. But hopefully that those two perform. And if they perform, I think we win.
Join Stephen McLeland and myself tomorrow from 2 p.m. live from Dublin for the FA Cup final, Drogheda United versus Derry City, by the fans, for the fans. Thank you very much, Felix.
Thank you.